It's one of those gospels that you sometimes wonder, did they really mean to put that in this book? It seems so contrary to everything else that goes on. You know, when Jesus speaks, you know, he speaks about love your brothers, care for them, forgive, compassion, all of those wonderful things. And then he's talking about, I didn't come to establish peace. I came to talk about division. I have a fire I want to set to the world. You kind of say, well, I'm sure he has something good in mind here. Because that's what our Lord is about, is good. And essentially, I think he's trying to wake us up a little bit. You know, see, in our world today, in our culture today, we, our Catholic Church has traditions. We have regulations, we have rules, we have dogmas, we have official teachings, we have all of this kind of thing. And of course, nobody in the world likes to be bound down to anything anymore. We all have come to the idea somehow that we should be able to choose just exactly what we like and what we don't like. And so we do pretty much do that. So in our culture today, say if you stand out as a Christian person who says anything against abortion, I mean, you're like Jeremiah the prophet. They're ready to throw you in a pit somewhere and let you die. Or say if you try to talk to somebody today about cohabitating before marriage, you are so out of touch with reality. Nobody's going to talk to you about that. They may say, if it's a member of your family, they may just turn and walk away when you say something about it. And just like a conversation never took place. And, Pope Francis, he's really got a tough job. I don't know if you realize that. His job has been trying to pull this church together, dealing with the abuse crisis, trying to deal with some of the heavy-handed stuff that got out of balance in the Vatican, and he's really dealing with a lot of junk. But at the same time, he's trying to make our world realize that there is a lot that we can do and must do. So he talks about the necessity of caring for the poor. And so by his own life, by his own example, he shows us that he really means that. When he talks about our world, you know, that we have to take responsibility for the care of our world. If we don't do it, who is? I mean, when we read about all of the things that are happening in our world, I read not too long ago about this island in the Pacific somewhere that is bigger than the state of Texas. And all it is junk. Stuff that people have dumped into the seas and that somehow it has kind of, through the currents, has washed together. And that it covers a territory bigger than the state of Texas. And so when the Pope says something about we have an obligation to care for our climate, for our world, people look at him and say, who's he think he is now? Some scientist or something of that nature? And all he's doing is telling us what the Lord has always said, I gave you the world to take care of. I entrusted it into your hands. It's your responsibility. So he's kind of reminding people that this is our duty. But if they don't want to hear it, so he doesn't know anything about it. When he talks about, say, immigration, and there is massive immigration all over the world, and he talks about these are people created by our God, just like you and me and everybody else. He said, we need to extend the dignity, the respect, and the care for them that we would our next door neighbor. People don't want to hear that either. Well, they immediately think borders and limitations and expenses and all of this kind of stuff. And all he's doing is reminding us what our obligations are. So it's kind of like, you know, the amazing thing is a great deal of the opposition against him comes not from those outside of our Catholic Church, but from within the Catholic Church. They don't like what he has to say, so they should get rid of him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But how often we do that in just about everything these days. And what our Lord is kind of reminding us of is that there is a better way. I've been trying to teach you that I've come to establish the kingdom of God on earth. It is a kingdom where all of these wonderful gifts and things can happen. But before that's going to happen, there has to be like kind of a cleansing. Bishop Barron refers to it as kind of like a giant forest fire that just destroys everything. All of the underbrush, all of the decayed materials that have accumulated over generations. He said it's kind of like cleaning all of that out. But immediately what happens thereafter, immediately, is new life appears. And so our Lord says, we can't really put on the new until we clean out the old. So in our own lives, we probably should take a look in a mirror sometime and just look at the things that Jesus has asked us to do. You know, the witness that he has asked us to give to our world. Say, like, so many families talk about the fact that their kids or grandkids don't grace the inside of a church anymore. That somehow or another they feel that in our society they're beyond that, or that the church is so corrupt that they don't want to be a part of it. Whatever it may be, there's all kinds of excuses we can come up with. We forget the fact that the church is essentially about Jesus Christ. It's not about any leaders in the church. It's about Jesus Christ. And that's the reason we come. We come to worship and praise our God, to thank our God, to beg for his help, to beg for his wisdom and all of these other things. But like so with many other things, we kind of let ourselves get in the way sometimes. It's like our society, our culture. There's corruption and evil going on in our society that we really should be saying things about. But you know, if you do, you're going to be put on that list, and if they had a chance, they'd throw you in that cistern with Jeremiah because they don't want to hear it. And our Lord says that is the kind of stuff that we've got to get out of our lives. That's that fire that he would like to start on the earth to burn out the rubbish so that new life that he wants to give to us can appear. This evening at the Mass, we're going to have the commissioning of the catechists. It's a tough job in today's world. It's like a teacher's job is today's world. Everybody wants to challenge them. You have to almost prove everything. And teaching religion is kind of the same thing. So we can become inclined to just kind of dumb it down and say, maybe kind of make it more of a social teaching rather than a religious thing. But I know Sister Pat asked her catechist to truly teach Jesus Christ and his message. And so we ask all of us tonight as we gather to pray for them, that they do that job with deep personal conviction, with deep personal faith. Not only by the words that they utter, but by the example that they give. That they can be that kind of a teacher to the young people. So that they can see, not only from their families, but also from the catechists who dedicate their time and their energy and their study to passing on this wisdom, that they will be open to all of that. It's a tough job in our world today. Especially when everybody thinks they have it all figured out. And that's a very tough, difficult thing. We become a society it's pretty much the way I form my world and my beliefs and my heaven and everything else according to the way I feel. The way I think it ought to be rather than what our Lord has said is necessary. What he asked us to do, essentially to love God, to love our neighbor, genuinely love our neighbor, where we want genuine good for other people, where they learn the values and principles that we need to live a good Christian life in our world today, but to also have the courage and the conviction to do it, even in spite of the opposition, in spite of the rejection, in spite of the ridicule, that somehow or another the young people may learn to embrace what our Lord passes on to our catechists, so that they can really be that model, that voice speaking to our world, that will help ignite that fire that will burn out the rubbish, so that new life of Christ can appear in our world.